I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sunday morning, a small congregation in Sutherland Springs, Texas, gathered like they always did to worship God and study the Bible. 12 hours later, that church and community is reeling after a shooting that left 4% of the town dead. The outpouring of grief and the demand for answers are the dominating discussions this week. Global Advance is a ministry that equips church leaders to shepherd their communities, and typically their scope is in developing or creative access nations. But this attack hit close to home, right in their backyard. That it was also the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church wasn't a fact lost on David Shibley. He's urged believers to defy this aspect of terror and recognize it for what it is. Spiritual warfare.
We need to be sensitized in prayer, and we need to be sensitized in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We are to overcome evil with good.
And there are over 1,000 Muslim people groups in the world who don't have anyone sharing the gospel with them. Vision 5-9 gathered 900 Christian leaders for the Abide and Bear Fruit consultation last month in Thailand. These leaders have a goal to reach the rest of the Muslim world for Christ by 2025. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says, to reach the Muslim world for Christ, though, the entire church needs to join the mission.
There is this momentum, and I don't want to have us look back and say, wow, the first part of the 21st century, there were a number of Muslims that came into the kingdom, but it just sort of stalled because God's people just dropped it.
We can all do something to help advance the Great Commission in the Muslim world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonka Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.